straight up who's in, who's out, who's right, who's wrong. And it seems so easy right now, maybe even normalized in our society, to dehumanize the other, to villainize the other, and to devalue the other. But our scripture reading today and our film today reminds us of one thing, reminds us who we are. And because of who we are, encourages us not to get caught in the darkness, but to live in the light of the love of God. Well, how in the world do we do this? Well, folks, it starts right here. It starts by us remembering who and whose we are. Right here at the font. In baptism, God calls and claims us beloved children of God. We're marked not with God's name on our foot, but with the cross on our forehead. We're sealed with a promise that nothing can separate us from the love of God. And then, folks, we're sent. We're sent into the world to let our light shine, to be workers in the kingdom of God. Let's take a look at our first clip. Simba is marked and claimed. Mufasa's boy. Simba received an identity and was sent in the promise as heir of the kingdom. There was great joy in the kingdom, all except for one. Scar, Mufasa's brother. The previous, next in line. Well, that is before the furball came along. Now, Scar was not happy, and I'm going to have you go ahead one screen. There we go. Scar was not happy and set to work on a plan to reclaim the power status he thought he should be in. Scar eventually kills Mufasa and shames Simba so harshly and encourages him to run away and never come back because there was no way he would ever be understood or forgiven. Scar returns to the tribe and tells them the truth as he wanted them to believe, and that he, Scar, would take place as the heir in the kingdom. He was their king. Motivated by hunger and power, he focused on his wants and needs and those around him. And he let the kingdom fall to the corrupt. And the kingdom barely survives. Now Simba runs away and he meets Timon and Pumbaa. He learns the motto of Hakuna Matata. No worries, no accountability to or for others. Well, over time, Simba becomes oblivious to the problems facing not only the tribe, but the entire ecosystem. Until Nala recognizes Simba and pleads with him to return to the kingdom and do something. She found herself disappointed and dissatisfied with Simba's answer. Until Simba meets up with Rafiki and finds himself in this situation. And you can go ahead and click two slides. Remembering who you are, regardless of the past, regardless of your shortcomings, regardless of your hurts, remember who you are. You're not Mufasa's child. You're a beloved child of God. God forgives you and loves you completely as you are. God extends God's grace and mercy to you exactly as you are. God calls you God's own as you are and sends you with a job to do, to let your light shine, to be workers in God's kingdom, not to earn God's grace, not to deserve God's love or grace, not to tell people that how much you deserve God's grace or convince people of your worthiness. God's grace is already yours. God calls you, yes, you, beloved. And God sends us into the world to be the light. In baptism, we give a candle and we, with the words, let your light so shine before others so that they may see your good works that glorify God in heaven. And then we welcome you into the kingdom to be workers in the kingdom of God. God calls us and sends us into the world to be the light, to share this light in the darkness, to move beyond our doubts, our fears, and intimidation, and to let the light of Christ shine in and through our lives. So here we are today. The news is still overwhelming us with darkness. And here we are. We're called to let the light of Christ shine in and through us, where we are. It's God's work, our hands, Sunday. So we get to practice. We get to practice letting our light shine. There are many opportunities to share our lights in the world right here today. Letting our light shine together. Whether it's making school kits or meals provision with 6-can soup or harvesting the produce in the garden to be distributed to those in need. To creating cards of encouragement for families in the Ronald McDonald House, to caring for creation, and so many more things. So here, in the midst of what may feel like heavy darkness, let's take time today to shine our lights together as a faith family. And this week, I want to encourage you to find opportunities to let your light shine where you are. Families, school, at work, in your neighborhood. Find opportunities to let your light shine. An act of kindness, a kind word, an encouraging hug. Maybe it's showing up with a meal or a cup of coffee. Beloved people of Hosanna, remember who and whose you are. And let Christ be your light. And may that light of Christ shine in our world today. Amen.